From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, reports suggest more fighting in the larger city Aleppo and east of Damascus Wednesday after Tuesday's rocket strike on an Aleppo hospital that killed at least 19 people. The latest violence drew outrage from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
There is no justification for this horrific violence that targets civilians or medical facilities or first responders, no matter who it is, whether it's a member of the opposition retaliating or the regime in its brutality against the civilians, which has continued for 5 years.
Diplomats are trying to extend a ceasefire to the embattled city of Aleppo. Russia's foreign minister met in Moscow with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, indicating a truce might be in place within hours. UN Security Council set to discuss the urgent matter on Wednesday. Kerry demanded the government of President Bashar al-Assad adhere to a ceasefire and end its assault on Aleppo.
If Assad does not adhere to this, there will clearly be repercussions, and one of them may be the total destruction of the ceasefire, and they go back to war. I don't think that Russia wants that. I don't think Assad is going to benefit from that. But there may be even other repercussions.
The U.S. diplomat said if the Syrian leader thinks he has a political future, he's mistaken, and set a deadline for a political transition at August 1st. In Nairobi, a six-month-old infant was rescued Tuesday from the rubble of a building that collapsed last week. Rescuers hold out little hope of finding any more survivors. Dozens are still missing. Some 135 were rescued, 23 confirmed dead. The structure was condemned but had not yet been torn down. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy SEAL Special Forces member identified by the Associated Press as 31-year-old Charles Keating IV was killed by Islamic State fire Tuesday as he advised Kurdish Peshmerga fighters in northern Iraq. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Everyone here at the White House, including the first family, extends our condolences to the family of the service member that was killed today in northern Iraq. This individual is the third U.S. service member killed in action since the beginning of Operation Inherent Resolve. This service member's death reminds us of the risks our brave men and women in uniform face every single day.
IS militants launched a multi-front offensive at dawn Tuesday, hitting various Kurdish frontline positions north and south of Mosul. Kurdish forces later claimed to have completely cleared two towns and claimed it killed dozens of IS fighters. New York businessman Donald Trump is now virtually assured of the Republican Party presidential nomination after securing victory Tuesday in the Indiana state primary election, as well as the decision of his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, to end his campaign. Trump spoke to reporters.
It's been some unbelievable day and evening and year, and never have been through anything like this, but it's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great.
Cruz told his supporters he had no viable way forward to the party's nomination.
I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lost the Indiana primary to her lone rival, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, but still retains a wide delegate lead in her search for the party's nomination. In Democratic Republic of Congo, the International Committee of Red Cross confirmed three of its employees were abducted Tuesday by gunmen in the east. They reportedly worked as drivers. They were kidnapped while driving from Goma to Kibirizi in North Kivu province. The region teams with local armed groups. The European Commission is to release details Wednesday of a plan to overhaul the EU asylum system as the continent grapples with a migrant refugee crisis. The new regulations are designed to get member states to absorb a total of 160,000 people who fled mostly war and poverty from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia. An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. The Olympic flame has arrived in Brazil's capital for a 90-day relay around the country before reaching the famous Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro for the opening of the Olympic Games August 5th. The flame arrived in Brasilia from Greece. President Dilma Rousseff, facing impeachment, ignited the first torch before its relay to more than 300 cities carried by 12,000 torchbearers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.